Our topic today is a going out of business sale. We have all seen the advertisements which state that some company is going out of business and must sell everything. Certainly, the commitment to sell a business is one of the most difficult decisions a business owner may make in the course of the history of the operation. Because of the time and hard work that goes into building a business, it's probably become a major part of the owner's personal life. Thus, it's advisable to begin developing your exit strategy long before the for sale sign goes up. If a business owner is unable to pass a business on to their children or other family members, the owner may consider selling the business. One of the first things an owner needs to do is determine how much they need out of the business. The Business Owner's Toolkit, an online resource, suggests that the owner define their priorities with regard to the prospective sale in order to establish what terms and conditions will constitute an acceptable offer for the sale of the business. A selling memorandum, prepared by the owner in advance of the offering, will detail the acceptable terms and conditions of a prospective sale. The Business Owner's Toolkit provides a detailed outline for those business owners that may be considering a future sale of their company. It is recommended that the buyer and seller draw up a letter of intent with the general terms and conditions that they've agreed upon. This document may later serve to feed the actual contractual language of the formal purchase agreement. Patrick Harkins, president of the Atlanta-based Anchor Business Advisors, Inc., and president of the Georgia Association of Business Brokers, indicates that the big challenge is documenting what is being sold and its value. Unfortunately, many small business owners don't keep good financial records, and financial records, tax returns, schedules of assets, and other supporting documentation are essential in order for the prospective buyers to complete a process of due diligence. The prospective buyers will want to thoroughly investigate the business and review all documentation before making a formal offer. The seller and the buyer also need to know the risks and liabilities associated with the company. Prospective sellers have an ethical obligation to provide full disclosure to prospective buyers on all aspects of the business operation. The services of a business appraiser can be instrumental in establishing a selling price for the going concern, and the use of such an outside expert will add credibility to the asking price. The buyers and sellers may also employ the services of accountants, attorneys, and financial sector professionals in the closing of the sales transaction. The general consensus is that you do not want employees, customers, and suppliers to find out that your business is up for sale. The Business Owner's Toolkit suggests keeping the divestiture plans among the owner and team of advisors as long as possible. In some cases, a business may be placed with a business broker or intermediary. These professionals will help the owner find a good match for their business. It's recommended that owners should avoid emotion during negotiation and owners prepare themselves for the letdown of no longer owning the company. A business becomes part of the personality of the owner, and they will need to determine what they're going to do with themselves after the sale. It's understood that the owner should try to sell the company while it is doing well. After the sale, the former owner may want to take a vacation and might even find another business venture to occupy their time. Business owners are usually aggressive people who want to accomplish things, and buying and selling another business very well may be part of their routine, so going out of business sales are a part of their ongoing business ventures.